The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 53. Ditch the Bling. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 53.
使我介然有之。 行于大道，唯以是谓。大道甚夷，而人好径，朝甚除，田甚芜，仓甚虚，夫文采，戴利剑。 宴饮食，财货有余，是谓道夸，非道也哉。
If I know a little of anything, when I travel on the main road, what I fear most is going astray. The main road is flat and smooth, yet some people prefer the bypaths. Their palaces are spotlessly clean, their fields lie in waste, their barns quite empty. They wear embroidered satin, carry all-penetrating swords, indulge in food and drink, luxuriate in wealth and goods. That is Tao the bandit chief, not Tao the main road. It is possible to sense a little irritation in this verse. Lao Tzu is bemused. He is setting out a clear, smooth path for us to follow. The way, Tao. And yet, there are some people who choose to take a meandering or deviant path. It's quite clear that Lao Tzu disapproves of these people. They live a fancy lifestyle. And yet their barns are empty and their fields lie in waste. They indulge themselves in food and drink and enjoy fine things around them. How could this be? The answer lies in a play on words. These people are Tao, not our wonderful, all-encompassing, all-giving Tao, but a homonym, Tao, meaning thief. The impression given is that these bad people are those who rule over us. But that would be a dangerous thing indeed to say in Lao Tzu's conflictual time. One reason may be why he wrote down his verses and was never seen again. So he settled on ascribing these traits to thieves, but not people who break in and take your possessions. He also means those who take more than they need. It could be any one of us. Who kids ourselves that we want more than we actually need in life. Who needs all these fancy things when you have the most wondrous thing of all, Tao? The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.